We're heading to Wairarapa now, where last month, thoroughbreds, station hacks and ponies were saddled up for the annual horse races at Castle Point Beach. The races started back in 1872, and apart from wartime and stormy years when the beach was too rocky, they've been held every year since, marking the end of summer at this small coastal community. I went along to capture a slice of the atmosphere.
How's the sand looking today?
Oh, it's excellent. That's one of the better beaches we get here.
This is Scott Whitehead, local farmer and president of the Castle Point Racing Club.
You do have problems with rocks occasionally,
yes,
don't you?
Yes,
it has been cancelled because of that.
And this is our third year in a row, but say 4 years ago we didn't race because of rocks, yeah.
Yeah, the horses all arriving. Have you got a big field this year?
It's not records, but it's strong. Like, I think, you know, sort of 10 or 11 horses in most races, so that's fair and here. Yeah, it's enough. You don't want too many down there logistically at the start and what have you, so.
Keeping order on the track is the job of another local farmer, Charles White.
So you're dressed very smartly. You've got your white breeches on, your very shiny riding boots.
Yep, yes, yes.
And you've got a stock at the neck,
yes,
neatly tied, and your green corduroy cap on.
Oh, that's the racing club. And I'm a steward there, yeah.
Generations of the same families have been involved in these races, which will turn 150 in a couple of years. Scott's father, Brian, once had the president's job, and Charles took over from his dad 15 years ago.
So I'm clerk of the course.
And what does that involve?
So that involves taking the horses from the marshalling area down onto the beach, and once they are on the beach, there's a little bit of a birdcage in front of the crowd, and then they're sent up to the start line. And during the race, I'm in charge of the beach, essentially, so we're in charge of crowd control. And then if there's a mishap with a horse or whatever, we have to deal with it. So I have myself and two outriders.
What are you looking out for on the course?
So a big thing is crowd control. People don't realise that the race starts way down the end of the beach, and they can quite often wander out to the sea. There's occasionally there's been the odd loose dog and that sort of thing, which is a big hazard. And then some jockeys might need a hand to lead a horse down to the start line. You know, a horse has gone out into the surf before, we've had to pull that back in. Occasionally a jockey gets bucked off or something, and we have to make sure that the horse doesn't run into the crowd and that sort of thing.
Are the safety concerns any more than on a normal racetrack?
Well, a normal racetrack, you have the rails. So we do have the crowd, but, with new OSH rules, we've got barriers and things now. And we have the sea wall anyway, so that's not a problem, yeah.
Well, you're looking forward to the day?
Love it. Every year, yeah. No, it's good fun. It's a great committee to work with, and we're really well supported by trainers, and it's basically an iconic event, so it's probably almost a privilege to be involved, really. So in 2 years' time, we're celebrating 150th celebration, which for a little club, well, a little racing club, is not a bad milestone, is it?
It's time for the briefing in the nearby wool shed belonging to Castle Point Station.
Especially welcome to all those who came last year.
Fortunate timing means COVID didn't stop the event going ahead both this year and last.
Pretty hard on the thoroughbred industry, so
Listening in are the jockeys, trainers and helpers from the Castle Point community.
Just one little thing, the use of whips.
It's the pony race first, then a race for station hacks. The beach races are not just for the amateurs, though. Well-known trainer Kevin Myers is a big supporter and has several horses racing today.
I bring the horses down because it's more for the younger generation. The kids see what happens, because when we were young, we had all this as kids, and if we don't keep doing it, a lot of parents get a bit lazy and don't want to take the kids out on the weekend, but when there's something like this on, they all seem to turn up, and it encourages other kids to get keen in horse sports and everything like that.
You've been coming for a few years now?
I have been coming for a few years. I've probably been coming longer than this lady next door to me.
20-something years.
Yeah.
How are the
I think I was 16 when I first rode here.
And how are conditions looking today?
Yeah, good. No, good today. So there's a lot of stronger horses in today, so it's good for the club. And if we can keep it going and get younger ones in, I think five of the people that have worked for me and are training now have bought their own horses this year, so which is good. And I hope we can keep it going for another 50 years.
Oh, isn't this New Zealand at its best?
That's Olympic medal-winning equestrian Tinks Pottinger.
I mean, long live the tradition of something like Castle Point Beach Races, because as you'll see with the number of people here today, it's obviously something that people love. It's sadly, the sun's not out for the most glorious picnic day, but people will come along in their hundreds and absolutely love watching these horses race along the beach right in front of them, so close to them. It's so exciting.
Is there anything else like it in New Zealand?
Well, I'm not sure whether any other places have beach races anymore. I know other parts of New Zealand used to, but this has survived, and it is a really good grounding for a lot of these younger thoroughbreds before they do start their shot at having races. But there's also a lot of experienced horses here as well. But I mean, it's beautiful ground, obviously, but it's great fun. I mean, all I would suggest to anyone who wants to ever try those, make sure you're at the front, because otherwise you get a lot of sand in your face and in your eyes, and sometimes it's very hard to see.
Coats are open for our first race, which will be starting very soon once we have everything underway and everyone in place.
The crowds gather on the beach and some have arrived in style.
What do you call those? A fascinator.
A fascinator, yep. It's a top quality made from real feathers.
Have you dressed up especially for this?
Absolutely. Yeah, we love a good race day.
Do you come often here to Castle Point?
This is the first time. Yeah, this is the first time, and it will definitely not be the last.
And where have you come from?
We've come from Hawke's Bay. Yep, loving it.
Have you been betting today?
No, we're just about to, actually. Yeah, just about to go and put some money on. Yeah. Number 11. Legs 11.
Just put your bet on.
Oh, yes, I have. I don't know who I'm going to get, though, so hopefully five will get us at least a winner.
We don't understand how this works.
I know, right?
We got told to dress up.
Yeah, but it's a bit cold, so have a few layers on.
You even got a flower in your lapel.
I know. Yeah. I'm lucky that there are some nice pickings on the way here. So.
Anything like this from where you're from?
It's a bit more, I think, official with a racetrack and stuff where I'm from in Texas, but I like the local feel here with the beach and everything, so it's
pretty good. I think this is awesome. Yeah. Great way to spend the day out. It is a bit chilly.
Yeah,
and what number have you got?
Oh, well, we don't know the number yet, so we have C, D, E, F, and H. And then I guess they assign numbers to letters randomly, and then you just have to hope for the best.
I mean, you just have to listen to your letter after the race has happened and hope that that's what you've got. Back at the busy woolshed, we catch up with one of the professional jockeys, Sean Fannin. He thinks it's his sixth or seventh year at Castle Point.
I ride my job as a jump jockey for Kevin Myers, and he brings a big team every year, and it's always exciting to get out here.
And what's different about riding on the beach?
It's probably the whole atmosphere, really. I mean, you're in a big straight line, and the sea is crashing in beside you, and more importantly, probably the crowd here. I mean, you don't get a crowd up so close and personal like they do here, and all the locals. I mean, there's quite a big atmosphere, really.
What does that add to the race? Does it add a little bit of risk as well? Or?
Oh, I suppose the horses get hyped up a little bit. You know, they can, just like us, they can feel the atmosphere, and it's quite exciting hearing everyone there cheering for it. I mean, they're here for the thrill of seeing us, the horses race, and I mean, that's exciting for us too, hearing everyone cheer you on, so no, it is exciting.
What about having the sea on the other side? How does that affect the horses?
I mean, they're obviously looking at it. I mean, a lot of these horses have never seen the beach before, so it is something different to them. But, I mean, it does add a whole other aspect. They're probably running away from it a little bit, but by the time you've shown them the winning post before we kind of down to the start, they kind of get used to it pretty quickly. And, it is a different aspect, though.
And what about the team of horses you have here today? Are they some of the best?
Yeah, we have got some very good horses here today. Zentangle is one. He's won 17 races. I mean, yeah, we've got a handful of horses that have won, you know, 6-7 races, anywhere up over, you know, prize money of $100,000-$200,000. So there are some, yeah, high-quality horses here today.
Tell me, what's it like racing on the sand?
It's quite quick, especially with the where the water is just come over that right in on the tide there. It is the ground is quite firm, so I mean we are going quite fast. So no, it is quite fast out there.
Because you'd think you'd sink a little bit, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I suppose if you where the water is crashing and just right in on the tide there, it does it is very firm right in there. Yeah.
And are you all jostling for that perfect spot?
I guess so. Everyone is trying to be the first one out of the box. I mean, got a bit of an advantage where you can walk up to the start compared to race day when we're locked in the barriers together. We are competitive. Everyone's trying to win, so you are trying to get out there first and get on the inside.
So even though it's a country meet, so to speak, it's still as competitive as out there at a big race day?
Yeah, it's like anything really. I mean, you're all friends off the track, but out there, everyone's out there to have a bit of fun, and there's no more fun than winning.
What race are you in today and who are you riding?
I think I'm going to ride nearly every race. I think I'm on one called Class Above in the Castle Point Cup, and I think it should be a pretty good chance.
Good luck.
Thank you.
The woolshed's still busy. Jockeys with their silks and saddles are here weighing in.
Those scales look interesting. Are they antique?
No, they're just sheep weighing scales.
Farmer Alan Schofield is clerk of the scales.
We've got to weigh the jockeys and make sure that all the horses are ready to go before we can radio through to open the tote. And that needs to be open. That's got to be open for a certain length of time so they can sell the tickets before we can sort of let the horses go and start racing. Because then we've got to close the tote. So it's the whole thing's got to be knitted in. Some years we're pushed for time because the tide's coming in quicker than we want it, so we have to try and condense the race up a bit.
Gosh, that must be a bit of a challenge.
It is. Some years it's quite... This year there's no pressure on us, really.
The tides are looking good, are they?
The tides, yeah, and because we've got a lot of sand on the beach, it means that the tide's going out further, so we've got more beach to work with and more time to run the races. Normally, it's not low tide for another hour yet.
We're
starting to weigh for the cup, which we normally run at low tide.
What does it mean to the community here, these races?
The community love them. They get to catch up with a lot of their friends and families. And a lot of us are not... We're not really interested in horse racing as such. We love the Castle Point races, but I don't ever go to a race meeting anywhere else. Doesn't appeal to me, horse racing, but I like doing this, just to be with these people.
There are dozens of volunteers, including Emma Gardner, who's responsible for getting the horses from the woolshed down to the beach. She says the races have been going so long, they work like clockwork.
So there's a lot of history with family. So Brian's son, Scotty, is our president. So we've got generations coming down. We've also got the Balfours. This is like third generation boys that are coming along now that are helping on race day. So it's got a lot of history. And it's mainly because it's got that history that you feel kind of really important about organising it. In the last few years, there's only been two or three women that have come on board, so it's always been a bit of a man's club. And so I like to add the aspect of having some women on board, so we're kind of making new traditions with it being just a little bit more diverse in the way that it's not just a man's club. Yeah.
Speaking of diverse, they've just run the ladies' race and the jockeys have come in. I'm just going to go and check out and see who won and
good on
talk
you.
To the girls.
Yeah. Thank you.
How'd you go?
Third.
How are you feeling about that?
Good. That was my first one. I've done about three races before this one.
This is 18-year-old local apprentice jockey Vania Mason. Like many of the jockeys, she's racing several times today, so there's no time to waste in between each one.
Can we wait out for the next one? Don't muck around. You're puffy.
Excitement mounts for the main race of the day, the Castle Point Cup. Raced, as Alan said, when the tide is at its lowest. But it's not all about the horses. there are kids' races and fashion on the beach.
Hands up if you need a spoon.
Doing the Egan spoon race.
Yeah, but you've got a golf ball on your spoon.
So it's a golf ball and spoon race?
We've done this like a whole bunch.
Yeah, because my dad works in the tow truck there.
Have you won before?
Quite a few times.
What are your tactics?
Just try and keep it stable and run fast.
Second prize to Jason in his knitted pants made by his mother. Well done.
It's old-fashioned crochet, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We've got
crochet squares.
It is. We've got a 1970s caravan, so it's in tone with that. So we've got some crochet blankets that go with it, so yeah.
And look, you've even got a matching tie.
I have, yep. Made especially for today. Again, in the orange and brown, so the good old 70s colours. So, yeah, no, it looks good.
Righto, we'll start that again. Number one, Peso.
Time for the Castle Point Cup.
Number two, Entangle. A for Aaron. Number three, Duplicity, J for Jam. Number four, Shadow King. Quite a lot further along the beach.
People line the sea wall for the race, and some, like this family, have been coming regularly for about three decades.
Just a family tradition kind of thing. So most years we come down, yep.
This is your family?
Yes, this is my family, yes, and we've got a caravan that's been here as long as that. One son's got a house here as well, and we just come each year, whoever can come. We always went for holidays here anyway when the children were growing up, so it's just, and now there's grandchildren and great-grandchildren who come as well.
You've got a great perch here on the finish line.
We have, yes, but we do get up about 4:45 too.
And the race is about to start, the cup. Have you got a bet on here?
Yep.
Have they called it yet?
No, they haven't. No, as yet.
Go away, bro. I can't see them, but a thick body on the outside. Go away, bro. Charging at him. Lady Might have just about got him, I think. Go away, bro. And body. Maybe go away, bro. I think on the inside that beaten body. Third, maybe Dulong Lanson. Pacer
awesome.
Got home nicely. He's one to watch for the winter. And the winner. Go away, bro. Second, number five, body. And third, Duplicity, number three. Those numbers, 6, 5, 3, 8, and 1. So the ball team upsets the Myers.
Another cup run and another race day for one old-timer on the sideline, former trainer Don Fuge. He's been coming to Castle Point for 40 years.
Years ago, you know, most of the horses would be out here for the week before the races and working on the beach for a week, but now most of them just come on the day now. The horses enjoy the beach and they get used to it. And they always seem to do well after you go home again, yeah. The seawater's good for their legs and that, yeah.
Well, you've got a pretty perfect day today, would you say? Would you say this is one out of the box?
Yeah. Nobody will be getting sunburned today.
Nobody will be getting blown away either. No sand in the horse's face today.
No, it's real good.
Don Fuge on the beach at Castle Point in Wairarapa.